In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, ask. Ask. Your Jesus says this word, this one word, pray, ask. And he says it a lot today. Ask. Is he commanding you? Or is he promising you? And the answer, dear saints, is yes, he is. Is this law? Is he telling you what you should do? Is he telling you what you do not do? Is he telling you that you deserve righteous judgment from the Lord because you do not ask the way you should? Yes. Is he telling you that you should ask because your Lord listens and he cares and he answers and he is the one who holds all things in his hands and he can do something about it? Yes. I do want to reflect a bit here, though, on this command. Your failure to ask the way you should. When your family is falling apart, did you ask before? When your health is failing and you are in despair, dear saints, did you ask in the way in which you should? When you have marriage troubles, did you ask your Lord? Did you pray to him? Did you give thanks for when you did receive something the way in which you should? When you were in trouble, are you asking? Are you praying the way in which your Lord has commanded you to do so? Dear saints, let this condemn you. Let it. Don't make excuses. You do not ask the way in which you should. And I don't either. This should condemn you. Because it's one of the Ten Commandments. It is one of the laws. It is one way in which we can reflect on our spiritual life and realize we do not measure up. And that, dear saints, is necessary. It really is. If you do not have sin, if you do not have sin in your prayer life, then you do not need Jesus in your prayer life. You do not need a Savior. You do not need a man who is bleeding and dying, carrying that sin in which you have neglected to pray for. You do not need your Jesus. Do you need Jesus in your prayer life? Yes. Then admit it. Confess it. Have that be one of the sins in which you confess. Every Sunday morning, I did not pray as I should. Have that be, dear saints, a sin that is forgiven. That you are free from condemnation. Have that be a sin in which you carry up to the Lord's altar as you receive his body and his blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Let it condemn you so that the Lord can forgive you. And the reason, dear saints, that we need to reflect on this a little bit is because there are two strategies in your prayer life that Satan is going to get at. And he is brilliant. He really is. Because he's flexible in how you're doing. The first thing in which he wants to do is he wants you to consider yourself worthy to pray. Because if you're worthy for something, then you deserve something. You can demand something. You can demand that your Lord listen to you. You can demand that your Lord answer you. When you go to work, you've worked your hours, you've done a good and faithful duty, and you don't get a paycheck. You can go and you can demand your paycheck. I've done it. I deserve this. You said to do this. I did it. So I did. I deserve a paycheck. I am worthy of a paycheck. Are you worthy, dear saints, to call upon your God as Father and ask? No, you're not. You can't demand anything from him in and of yourself. You can't make him listen to you because you've been good enough. You haven't, and I haven't either. But see, when that is answered, am I worthy? And the answer is absolutely not, I'm not worthy. Then Satan's going to say, you aren't worthy. So don't do it. You don't deserve this. Look at you. Look at your sins. Look at your life. You don't call upon God. You can't make him listen to you. So don't do it. You are unworthy. So just sit there in your shame, sit there in your sin, sit there in your muck, and don't ask. Why would you? Why can you? You're unworthy. Isn't that stupid? Isn't that a battle? Is that a battle, dear saints, that you go through? I'm worthy, I can demand. I'm unworthy, I don't ask. It's because, dear saints, it is the wrong question. You are not worthy. Neither, dear saints, are you unworthy. It isn't about worthiness. Your life isn't about worthiness. Your vocation that you have been given as mother, as father, as grandma, as worker, it is not about worthiness. That is where Satan gets us to reflect upon me. And that is not where it is. You are not worthy, but neither are you unworthy, because it is not about worthiness. Why, dear saints, can you call upon your God and you call him Father? It is because, dear saints, you are his children. That is his promise to you. You are baptized. You are covered with the blood of Jesus. You are buried with Jesus. Jesus has united himself with you. You are clean. You are pure. You call upon God as Father because you are his child. When you think of your children, dear saints, do you ask if they're worthy to be your child? Or if they are unworthy to be your child? You simply say, you're mine. And that is what God has done to you. He has said, you're mine. You're baptized. You belong to me. If you want to focus on worthiness, then don't look to yourself. Look to Jesus, who has been worthy enough for him and for you. That's why Jesus, often when he is connecting prayer, he's connecting this thing. He's connecting prayer with the phrase, in my name. So that your prayer is not removed from his atoning work. Your prayer is not removed from his cross, which has connected you to the Father. He says here in verse 26, in that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Verse 26 again, in that day you will ask in my name. So it isn't about worthiness or unworthiness. It is about being a child of God. It is about Jesus, who tells you, dear saints, to ask, because your Lord answers. It is about Jesus who was praying, Lord, remove this cup from me. And the Father's answer was, no, I cannot. You drink that cup, so the cup in which I give to my dear children is the cup of my Son's blood for the forgiveness of their sins. It is the cup which overflows with love and grace and mercy. It is the cup that proclaims to you that no matter your life, no matter your sins in your prayer life or any other, your Lord does not remove his steadfast love from you. It is there. It is promised. It is certain. And so, we ask. We ask in peace. We ask with certainty. And we ask with confidence. And so, dear saints, do. Do ask. Amen.